you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Hey, I hope you're ready, because I'm going to start out by making a very personal confession today, and I'm still not entirely sure how I feel about this whole thing. Well, last Tuesday was Super Tuesday, and Texas, along with several other states, held the primary elections for everything from president to dog catcher. Well, not really dog catcher, but you gotta admit, at least when I looked at the ballot, there were a lot of candidates and propositions that I'd never really even heard of before, right? Anyway, I thought about doing something in this election that I haven't done in over 40 years. I mean, literally, over 40 years. I thought briefly about crossing over and voting Democrat. No, just so I could vote against Bernie Sanders. Now, if you've listened to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, or you've even heard me filling in as host on the Sam Malone Show in the past, then you already know that I call myself a moderately moderate moderate, and I'm moderately proud of it. And yes, I'm just trying to be cute when I say that. But at the same time, it does accurately describe me. I am more conservative than I am liberal, by a long shot. But I'm certainly not a Tea Party Republican either. I'm a moderately moderate moderate, and I'm moderately proud of it. Still right of center, but somewhere in the middle. Moderately speaking, of course. But if I'm being totally candid, and this may come back and bite me, but if I'm being totally candid, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I also admit I didn't vote for him in 2016, but I didn't vote for Hillary either. I thought they both stunk. I think you remember I said one was a crook and the other was a clown, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out which one's which. As a matter of fact, I used that very line in a conversation with a very dear liberal friend of mine this last week, and he said, I think they may have switched places since then. I love that line. I told him then I was going to steal it from him, so I did. I won't tell you his name, but I will tell you that he's actually been a guest on this show. And if you've listened to much radio in the state of Texas, then you've almost undoubtedly heard him on the air before. At any rate, I seriously contemplated voting in the Democrat primary just so I could vote against Bernie. But ultimately, there were just too many down-ballot Republican candidates and issues that I wanted to vote on. And at the last minute, I decided to stick to my Republican roots. The last Democrat I voted for in a presidential race was Jimmy Carter. Boy, do I regret that one. But I campaigned for Richard Nixon in 68 and 72, and then he defiled the office and resigned. And I believed at the time, 1976, that what this country really needed more than anything else was honesty in the White House. And you got to admit, if Jimmy Carter was anything, he was honest. Maybe to a fault. You know what I mean? Well, think about it. Jimmy Carter admitted to Playboy magazine that he had lusted in his heart for other women, which, according to Southern Baptist interpretation of the Bible, and I know because I'm Southern Baptist, that means he might as well have just gone ahead and had an affair with that woman. Now, when the Playboy interviewer asked him that, it was a gotcha question, but Carter didn't blink. He just looked the guy squarely in the eye and said, yes, I have lusted after women in my heart, so that's a sin against God according to my religion. Now, that's honesty. First of all, he was running for president. He had to know that would not play well with his evangelical base, not to mention his wife. But what he was trying to do was demonstrate how sincerely honest he was. And I bought it. But the way he botched and bungled his way through the next 4 years, I didn't have any qualms at all about going right back to my Republican roots in 1980 and voting for Ronald Reagan. And I'll say today, I am still an unabashedly proud Ronald Reagan Republican. And he was not the radical that Democrats tried to paint him out to be. He said a lot of really smart things, no doubt. But one of the best lines he ever had was, "There is no limit to the amount of good you can do if you don't care who gets the credit." Where is that kind of thinking in American politics today? As far as I can see, neither party thinks that way anymore, not the Republicans or the Democrats. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Radical partisanship has destroyed all meaningful political discourse in this country. That's exactly why I'm a moderately moderate and moderately proud of it. I don't care who gets the credit. I just want our political leaders to stop working for re-election and start working for the American people. And that's going to require some politicians with some meaningful solutions to our problems. And that's why I can't vote for a socialist like Bernie Sanders. The Reagan Republican in me just can't support a candidate whose default answer to any and every problem is the government will solve it. Because, again, it was Reagan who said, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. And he also said, the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Now that's wisdom. But it seems to be in short supply in Washington these days, doesn't it? Yeah, Austin, too, while we're at it. But in the final analysis, I just couldn't bring myself to cross over and vote in the Democrat primary. So then I was faced with the problem of who I was going to vote for as the Republican nominee. I'm sorry, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016. I don't feel any differently about him in 2020. So I voted for a rock star. Well, we've elected an actor and a reality show host president. Why not a rock star? I've always wanted to vote for a rock star for president. And lo and behold, there he was, right there on the ballot, right in front of me, Joe Walsh. Now, I'm not at all sure it was the rock star Joe Walsh. You know, the Eagles, James Gang, Rocky Mountain Way Joe Walsh. But close enough for me. In fact, I'm fairly certain it wasn't that Joe Walsh, but moderately moderate moderates can't be choosers, if you catch my meaning, if you get my drift, and I think you do. But enough about politics. We've got all year to suffer through that. Let's talk about some things that are a bit less frustrating and a lot more fun, like food. After all, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, isn't it? In fact, I've got another good story about food that I think you'll enjoy. Do we have enough time for this? Oh, okay, good. My wife Cindy and I love the challenge of looking in the pantry and the fridge and then just using whatever food we find to conjure up a meal. But sometimes it doesn't exactly work out the way we'd hoped, you know? Like a few nights ago, my sweet bride suggested we have breakfast for dinner. Now, we both eat really light early in the morning, so a traditional bacon and egg supper is something that we enjoy from time to time. And I discovered a great way to keep the house clear of that bacon smell that permeates everything after you've fried bacon in the kitchen. I simply roll out some aluminum foil, fold it up on all four sides, and fry the bacon over the gas grill in the backyard. The foil keeps the bacon grease from falling down into the fire and causing it to flame up and turn the bacon into crispy critters. And then, if I'm careful, I can even pour up the bacon grease afterward, so later on my Cajun wife can use it to make her world-famous cornbread. My mother loved it. She used to say, "It's like cake, Cindy. It's like cake." It is spectacular. So we decided that my wife would fry a couple of eggs for herself, and I would scramble a couple, or three, or four, on the side burner on my gas grill outside, and we'd have an easy breakfast for dinner. Then we made the mistake of getting too creative. Cindy shredded a couple of unused baking potatoes to make hash browns, and I completely mistimed the amount of time it would take to fry the bacon outside, and we wound up with mashed browns. You know, gooey, not at all crispy hash browns that tasted great, but they had the consistency of wet sheetrock. It was all my fault because I didn't account for how long it was going to take to fry the bacon on the grill. At least I didn't burn the toast. At least not the second time, anyway. So to take my mind off our mistimed meal, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show will celebrate March as National Noodle Month and National Sauce Month. Hey, they go together just like bacon and eggs, don't they? Yeah, I know. Like bacon and eggs and mashed browns.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Well, look who's here. It's our good friend Melly Gomez of Sur La Table and her own catering company, Melly V Catering. How are you, sweet girl?
I'm doing better now that we're talking. How are you?
I'm great. Melly is a teacher at heart. This is one reason why I like her so much. We're both teachers. Tell us, first of all, how you got started in the food service industry and then how that evolved into your job at Sur La Table.
Well, I have been a professional chef for about 16 years now. So I actually started in the kitchen with my mother. I cannot give you an age because I remember being 5 years old making my scrambled eggs for breakfast. So I might have even been cooking since I was born. Who knows? But it is the only skill that I have, and it's always been a natural skill of mine. So as I grew up, I just kind of got more into the culinary world. My mother and I opened a catering company together. I went to culinary school, and I have worked all over the city.
And you teach classes now at the Baybrook Mall location of Sur La Table. Did that water main burst a couple of weeks ago affect your business?
Unfortunately, it did. Most of the city's water gets shipped out to other parts. So even though technically Friendswood, we did get affected by the water.
Now, are you back to normal now?
Yes, we are, thankfully.
So let's talk about classes at Sur La Table for a moment. You got coming up here in the next few days, especially. What's on the menu, so to speak?
Well, it is right about to be spring break, so we are having our science fair cooking classes for our kids and teens. It is a two-day series.
Cool.
So the kids are able to come in, make their own food. They can hang out with us for a little while. They are responsible for making their lunch. We've also got a chocolate workshop coming up. We've got knife skills. We have loads of date nights. So if you and your spouses want to come and hang out with us.
Well, I'd always love to hang out with you, Melly. Dadgummit. So how do listeners schedule a class at Sur La Table?
You can come visit me here at the store. You actually get a special discount if you come into the store to register. Or if you don't have time, you can go on to our website, which is surlatable.com. Just look for our class calendar, and you can pick and choose what you like to come take.
That knife skills class sounds especially interesting. We are talking about cutting up food, not people, right?
I hope so. I don't know what kind of knife skills classes you've been taking.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Melly, but I seem to recall the last time you were on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, you guys were talking about teaching a class in how to make your own pasta. And this is National Noodle Month, so we wanted to tap into your knowledge about that. I wouldn't even know where to begin to make my own pasta at home, and it sounds extremely complicated, way over my head. So where do we begin?
Well, it is four basic ingredients. You've got flour, olive oil, eggs, and salt, and that's about it. Basically, it's like making Play-Doh. You just throw everything together, you just give it a little massage, and ta-da, you have your dough, and you're ready to do what you need with it. You can roll it out yourself by using a pasta crank. You can do it the old school method and grab a rolling pin and put your muscles to work and roll it out. Most pastas are usually the same type of dough. It's just different cuts and different shapes.
Ah, well, now let me ask you this. Do we need a food processor to do this?
It definitely helps. It takes about 5 seconds in the food processor, or if you make it by hand, it takes about 5 minutes. So it just depends on how much time you want to save.
Okay, describe making it by hand, because my wife's got a food processor, which she rarely uses, by the way. I think most of our listeners would want to know how to make this by hand. Describe that technique.
So you want to start by mixing your dry ingredients. So you're just tossing your flour and your salt together just to make sure you don't have any lumps or clumps. And then you would add in your olive oil. And it's just a touch of olive oil just to add some extra hydration. And then your whole eggs. And then you just kind of start massaging it a little bit until it all comes together. It's not a very difficult technique. You do want to be gentle with it, though. The more pressure and the more strength that you use, the harder and tougher your pasta will become. So it's just a gentle massage.
So now you've got this concoction, this ball of goo. Play-Doh. What you called it? Play-Doh?
Play-Doh. Edible Play-Doh.
So then you put it, do you put it on a cutting board and roll it out? Is that how you do it?
You want to let it rest in the refrigerator for a little bit. Otherwise, it'll be a little too sticky and too tough.
Ah.
That lets the gluten strands, which is the protein of your flour, that lets it relax a little bit. So it's like you went to the gym and then you're going to go home for the next few weeks and relax. So your muscles or the dough goes back to being soft.
Then you roll it out. Is that right?
Absolutely. Then you can roll it out.
And then how do we make all those different styles of pasta, like spaghetti or bow tie or lasagna pasta with those little wiggles on the side?
You can use various cutters. So we have fluted cutters that have little edges on them that you can cut them. We've also got pasta attachments. KitchenAid has a really awesome one. You just put it on top of your stand mixer and feed the dough through so it cuts spaghetti. It can also cut fettuccine and make regular pasta sheets. Or you can buy a pasta extruder, which KitchenAid also has one. And it's just like making sprinkles with your Play-Doh. You stuff the dough through and it just kind of forces it through the different die cuts.
When you keep saying Play-Doh, I keep having visions of vacation Bible school here. And so, I can't help myself. But now, what are some other styles of pasta? That's the word I'm looking for. What other styles of pasta are there besides spaghetti, bow tie, lasagna, those kinds of things?
Well, there's farfalle, which are little bow ties. You have your rigatoni, you have your penne pasta, you have my favorite, which is bucatini. So it looks like a spaghetti noodle, but it's got a giant hole in it. So it's almost like a spaghetti straw.
Yeah. And what, that was a Uda Whitney, or how did you say that?
Bucatini.
Bucatini. Okay. Sounds like a guy I went to high school with, but that's another story. Let's just toss out the white flag right here. I'm going to surrender and admit that I'm never going to be able to master the art of making my own pasta at home. Instead, I'm going to settle for some store-bought pasta in a box from the grocery store. Are there certain brands that are better than others?
There definitely is. It all depends on the texture that you like. So my husband's favorite is the Kroger brand, the organic, the Simple Truth. We find that it doesn't have as much excess starch with it, so it doesn't get as soft and as squishy. It's a little bit more forgiving if you accidentally overcook it.
And what are we actually looking for when we shop for pasta in a box at the grocery store?
So you want to look for something that has as little ingredients as possible, because the more ingredients that are on the list, the more things that you can't really recognize, the extra things that are going to be in it, it's not going to be a good texture. Sometimes it'll be gummy. Sometimes it'll be a little bit hard. So you want to find something that just has flour, just has eggs, just has salt inside of it. That way it's a little bit more of a realer pasta. It's a little bit more of a homemade feel.
And now we've arrived at the most important stage of all, boiling the noodles or the pasta. Now, I've heard the term al dente thrown around for years. What does that actually mean?
Al dente means it has a little bit of a bite to it. So most people don't know that you're not supposed to throw out your pasta water. Your pasta water is an amazing tool to help you with your sauces. You're also not supposed to add oil to the water, because then it makes your noodle slick and it's not going to let your sauce stick to it. So whenever you cook your pasta, you cook it until it has a little bit of a bite to it. So that way you can toss the sauce with your noodles and your noodles will be able to absorb some of that sauce. And so you get a little bit of a cling on to it.
Wow. Never knew we should save the water. Every time we make pasta, we pour it through the colander and the water goes right down the drain. So we're wasting good water, huh?
Yes, that has all of your starch and all of your good stuff. So say you accidentally overcook your sauce and it's a little bit too thick, you can add in some of that pasta water to it and it'll give you a creamier consistency and it'll allow your noodles to really absorb and let that sauce stick to them.
And with that water main break a couple of weeks ago, then we should save all the water we can, right?
Of course, especially if it's clean filtered water.
Absolutely. Once again, now Melly and her friends at Sur La Table teach classes on all this stuff. So tell us again how to sign up, Melly.
You can come visit me in store. We'll give you a special discount for visiting us, or you can go online to surlatable.com and review our class calendar.
But Melly has a business of her own, and you're going to want to hear about this. So could you stick around for another segment and tell us all about it?
Just for you, I will.
Oh, and by the way, it's National Sauce Month, too, so we want you to talk about that as well, okay?
Beautiful.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Today, we're hosting one of our favorite multi-talented chefs. It's Melly Gomez. We know you're busy on the weekend, so we really appreciate your extra time, sweet girl.
Of course. I wouldn't be anywhere else in the world but with you.
Well, thank you, Melly. Melly is such an accomplished chef that she actually owns her own catering business, Melly V Catering. So start out by telling us how you got started out.
So throughout my career, I've always tried to figure out what I actually wanted to do. Was it pastry? Was it savory? What type of cuisine? And I came to the conclusion that I have no idea. So I want to do everything there is to do. So when I opened my company this past year, I decided that I was going to do everything. I was going to do meal prep. I was going to teach classes. I was going to do pop-ups around the city. I was just going to do all things food.
So here you're celebrating your first anniversary, right?
Yes, sir. We just had our 1 year yesterday.
Well, congratulations. You must be doing something right. How are you going to celebrate?
We are going to be at Eleanor's Market. It's a farmer's market that is every Saturday at Cavatory off of Ella and 22nd Street in the Heights.
Yes.
So we'll be there from 9 in the morning to 1 p.m. selling macaroons, and we will have $1 champagne macaroons in celebration.
Macaroons. Ooh, that sounds
complicated. Well, you can always take a macaroon class with me and see how uncomplicated it is.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. What kind of services do you offer at Melly V Catering? Individual classes is one of them, right?
Yes, it is. So we do individual classes, corporate events, private catering, meal prep. So if you've got a very busy lifestyle, you just need to have meals on the go, we provide that as well.
Talk about meal prep for a minute. You mean you actually help people put together stuff before they cook it?
Yes, or you can have already prepared meals. So if you need help creating meals for you and your family, or if you have certain health needs or diet restrictions, or you can buy ready-to-go meals, and all you have to do is just warm them up at your convenience.
And what happens at a pop-up?
So I have a booth where I sell French macaroons. Sometimes I'll have artisan chocolates and sometimes artisan breads and pastries. But it's a lot of fun. I sometimes work with a marketing company called Edge Setter, and sometimes I'm with Eleonora's. So we have various booths. We sell our lovely cookies. A lot of times they'll have live music. They'll have different artists and different vendors. So it's kind of like a party on the weekend.
Cool. What's your website?
You can find me on Instagram. It's mellyv._catering, or you can find me on Facebook.
But no website, per se.
Not currently, but I will definitely trade macaroons for a website.
You're on. March is not only National Noodle Month, that's what we talked about in last segment, but it's also National Sauce Month. That seems a lot easier than making our own pasta from scratch. We've heard that there are five basic sauces called the mother sauces. First of all, why are they called the mother sauces?
Well, didn't you know before French cuisine, nobody in the world knew how to eat properly? The French are the ones that designed all of the foundation for the culinary world.
So they thought the French invented anything that tastes good, huh?
So what are the five mother sauces?
Well, you have a hollandaise, and your hollandaise is the only one that does not contain a roux. A roux is whenever you cook the flour and the butter together. There's also an espagnole, there's a tomato, a bechamel, and a velouté.
Okay, so let's start with the bechamel, because I can pronounce that one. Tell us how to make a bechamel sauce.
Of course, bechamel is actually one of my favorite sauces. So a bechamel, if you think about a Texas gravy, that's a bechamel. So you've got butter and flour, you make a roux out of it, and it's a blonde roux, so it's real pale, and then you add your dairy into it, so whether it be milk or cream, and there you go. So it's used as a basis for other dishes, like a Texas gravy, as I mentioned, or you can even use it as a mac and cheese base.
So this would be like a white gravy that you'd put on a, say, a chicken fried steak or something?
Exactly. The little gravy that you get from Whataburger.
Ah. Now let's move over to velouté sauces. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
So how can we concoct a velouté sauce?
A velouté is very similar to a bechamel, but instead of making it with dairy, you'll use either chicken stock or fish stock, so it gives a nice, good, creamy texture. And then usually this is served with poached fish or poached chicken.
And what are some well-known velouté sauces that we might recognize?
Well, speaking of noodles, you can make a chicken noodle soup, which is a velouté. You can also make like your poached salmon with a velouté. And it's basically, think of like a chicken noodle soup base.
Ah, I see. So now let's move along to the Espanol. It's not spelled like Spanish Espanol. Is it Italian?
It is not Italian. It's actually French. Remember, the French rule the culinary world.
Oh, but of course. Why did I not think of that? Eh? And this is more of a brown sauce, right?
Correct. So whenever you are making a demi-glaze, or say that you seared your pork or seared your beef for your beef bourguignon, then with your pan drippings, which is called your fond, you would make a roux with that also, and then you would add in your stock, sometimes wine and other types of spices.
So is this like a brown gravy sauce that goes on like mama's Sunday afternoon pot roast or something?
Absolutely it is.
So what are some other uses for the Espanol sauce other than pot roast?
You can use it as a base for your beef bourguignon. You can even, if you're making shepherd's pie, you can also use it for that.
And even stupid Randy knows what hollandaise sauce is. You put that on eggs benedict, right?
You sure do.
So it's got to be more versatile than that, though. What else can you use it on?
You can also create an aioli out of it. And an aioli is just a fancy way of saying garlic mayonnaise. So it's an emulsification of your egg yolks along with either oil or butter. And an emulsification is just when you're forcing two ingredients to bind together. So think of like your vinaigrette. So you're forcing everything into your egg yolks. You can make your aioli out of it and serve that on your burgers or on your sandwiches or even with your french fries.
And so how do we make a hollandaise sauce? Describe the process.
So typically it's over a double boiler. So you have that steam gently warming up your eggs as you're whisking them. Your eggs are also a protein. So it's like you're taking them to the gym, just like your muscles. You are whisking and whisking and whisking to get them nice and strong. And then you are slowly pouring either your melted butter or your oil inside of that, and you're forcing them to come together. So it's creating this nice, thick, fluffy sauce.
And then the last mother sauce is tomato sauce. This is the one that most of us associate with pasta or noodles. So how do we whip up a basic tomato sauce?
Well, the tomato sauce that is part of the mother sauces isn't necessarily like a traditional tomato sauce. This one also has a roux inside of it. So a basic way to make it is that you would blister your tomatoes. You would create your roux, so you would add your flour inside of the pan dressing. You would slowly add in either a little bit of water or stock, and then you would add your tomatoes back into it and continue to cook them. So this one's a very long and slow cooked process, so you have a really thick concentrated sauce.
So this is not the tomato sauce that most of us pour over spaghetti?
This is not. This is your tomato sauce on a whole nother level. So it's your upscale tomato sauce. This is something that you could serve with your bruschetta or your crostini on the side. So you can use it as a little dipping, or you can even serve it with your chicken parmesan, but it's a little bit more advanced than what comes in the jar at the grocery store.
So which of these five mother sauces is it that we associate with tomato sauce over spaghetti?
None of these, to be honest with you.
Really?
Your tomato sauce is kind of on its own. So the five mother sauces are supposed to be the foundation of all of the other sauces that you make. The tomato sauce that you would put on your pasta would typically not contain a roux. So typically it's just slow cooked tomatoes with herbs.
I see. Okay, well, now see, I've already learned more again. You're just proving once again that I need to stay out of the kitchen.
No, we just need to hang out more.
Probably so. This has been our good friend and expert cooking instructor, not to mention professional caterer, Melly Gomez of Melly V Catering. Once again, how do we contact you at Melly V Catering?
You can find me on Instagram or on Facebook, or you can even give me a call. My number is 281-771-6329.
You're a doll to spend time with us. Well, you're just a doll to begin with. So come back real soon, okay, Melly?
Absolutely. Thank you, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Even though he's my old radio partner, it never gets old when I talk to him. It's Fred Olson, my buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan show back in the day. How you doing, Pard?
I am really feeling blessed. How about you?
Well, we're up to our eyeballs in Little League right now.
Oh, man, I remember that.
And my beloved grandson looks like he's going to be a pitcher. So I'm trying to learn the finer points of four-seam fastballs and cutter pitches. And on top of all of that, Liam's team this year is the Astros, so no video cameras in center field.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about that, because there are teams who go, we can't be the Astros anymore because they cheated. Well, you can't be the Sox either, or the White Sox because they cheated.
Yeah.
But boy, kids throwing cutters and split seam fastballs, that's a little young. But hey, that's what Tommy John surgery's for, right?
Well, now cutters don't hurt your arm the same way a curveball does. That's a different kind of pitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
As a matter of fact, Pedro Barbone is Liam's pitching coach.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and so he's the one who taught him that. And, of course, the big event this past week wasn't baseball. It was Super Tuesday. So did you vote?
Oh, absolutely. So it's so funny. I go in, and you point at what you're going to vote. I'm voting Republican, so I point at vote.
Right.
And the guy says, I have to offer you three ballots. I don't know if they do this everywhere, but I have to offer you three ballots. You pick one just to make sure that, you know, they aren't handing you one.
Huh.
And I get in there, I go, wait, this is Elizabeth Warren on it. Wait, I take it back out. I go, oh, I'm sorry, I got the wrong pile. He hands me another one.
Wow.
I said, it's still the Democratic one. So I had to go, I said, am I missing something? I go, oh no, okay. Then I said, oh, okay. So, but yes, I voted, and I always feel good when I vote. I walk out of there feeling empowered and whatever. So, yeah. Do you?
What, I talked about this in the first segment, and I wanted to get your take on it. I briefly toyed with the idea of voting in the Democrat primary just so I could vote against Bernie Sanders. Because, let's face it, the Republican ticket is set, right? So what do you think of that idea of us conservatives voting in a Democrat primary?
Well, I had heard that up to 5% of what Bernie did get in Texas was Republican voters who wanted Bernie to run.
Huh.
It's called, what do they call, Operation Chaos.
Ah.
So in certain states, you can vote in for either party in primaries. But I didn't do that. I just went and kind of did what I was going to do and read the propositions and voted on those. And going and voting for the other, I mean, I don't know. Socialism, it's just, that's scary stuff.
So what's your takeaway from the results?
The takeaway from the results, California is very socialist.
Yeah.
Vermont is very socialist. And the left really needs somebody who's moderate because they're afraid of, you know, losing the House. And with a socialist, you probably would, because there's so much to fight against socialism. It's never worked. It never will. And it just doesn't. And I don't care how many people rail against it, how many people have tried it. I've got a good friend who says, they just didn't do it right yet. I went, wait a minute. Come on. Now, think about that. I think that they were going to, let's get somebody moderate in there. Klobuchar drops out and somebody, Buttigieg, they drop. We're never going to quit. Oh. Well, if you promise me that, I will back Biden. Yeah. Without him, he would not have had a Super Tuesday with Klobuchar and Buttigieg probably dropped out.
Well, I'm like you. I'm highly skeptical that moderates like you and me will be able to vote for an avowed socialist like Bernie Sanders. But there was a much bigger and much more important event that took place this past week, and I wanted to talk about that for a few minutes. I saw where Bev posted on Facebook that there were big goings-on in the garden out at Rattlesnake Ranch. Weeds growing like chia pets? What's this all about?
Well, you know, we hadn't had rain in months, and when it did, everything that was in the soil blossomed and bloomed. Turns out it was weeds. And we have a large garden. It's about 40 by 80, and there's a couple of peach trees, asparagus, and we have these large raised bed boxes. And it looked like a chia pet had taken over. You know, there's real deep roots. It took days to clean that up again a second time this year. And she said, I'm going to take a before and after. I said, okay, just to remind me to never let this happen again. We've got some tomatoes ready to put in here. So we're ready to start the peppers and the cucumbers and beans and maters and okra and whatever else she's got planned.
Well, that gives me the perfect opportunity to plug next week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, because we're going to talk with a guy named Scott Snodgrass of Agmenity about the Houston Food System Collaborative and an event called Chef Fest that they're going to hold on Sunday, March 29th. Now, what they do is Chef Fest brings in like 10 Houston chefs. They bring them into this real working farm that Agmenity has set up, and then they grill or they smoke or they pickle or they roast fresh vegetables outdoors, and then they set up booths to educate the public about this local food system and explain how it works. So it should be a lot of fun.
Wow, and it's keto, too. This is a buzzword these days. Yeah, meat and vegetables. It's keto.
Basically, the discussion is going to focus on cooking fresh vegetables outdoors. So check it out next week on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But I wanted to ask you, do you guys cook veggies outdoors?
Peppers. burgers. Bev for salsa, we'll put them on a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, it kind of the jalapenos would drive you out of the house.
Yeah.
Which you start making, I go, hi, honey. What do you make? That's about, as far as veggies, that's probably it for unless we're doing crawfish and you throw some corn in that pot. That's an outdoor vegetable.
Yeah.
Or is corn really a fruit?
I don't know. I've always thought of it as a vegetable.
Vegetable, or is it? No, a grain, not a fruit, is it?
That may be true, yes.
Yeah.
Now, the subject for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is it's both National Noodle Month and National Sauce Month. So we combined the two into one topic. And Melly Gomez of Melly V Catering gave us some solid advice on both of them. First of all, she described how to make your own pasta at home.
Yeah.
Have you ever? Neither have I. No, I'm not even going to try that.
Actually, Bev makes noodles. She'll do like egg noodles for what we call chicken dumplings. But she just bought an attachment for the KitchenAid mixer, you know, those big mixers.
Uh-huh.
Three different attachments to make pasta. It's funny you bring that. We haven't done it yet because we don't do a ton of carbs, but pasta we love. So I'll let you know how that turns out. I'll sit and watch her do it.
Yeah, for me, it's just way too easy to pick up a box of Skinner at HEB. But then Melly told us all about the five mother sauces. Do you know about the mother sauces?
Let's see, the mother sauces.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't. It's something the French came up with. It's the five basic sauces from which we derive all other sauces. I learned a lot. All other sauces except spaghetti sauce, apparently.
Let me guess. Okay, spaghetti, then there's a white sauce. Bechamel, is that a sauce?
Bechamel, that's good, yes.
I remember that from Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah.
He's going to make some bechamel, bam.
And then there's velouté. Have you ever heard of that?
A what?
Velouté. I know it sounds like a musical instrument, but it's not.
Velouté? Oh, it's V-A-L-U-T?
That's close, but not quite. And then there's Espanol, but it's spelled like the French spell it, not like the Spanish spell it.
Okay.
And then there's a tomato sauce. And then there's Hollandaise.
Yeah.
And all of those, all other sauces, apparently, are derived from those five sauces.
Really?
Did you know that? Me neither.
I didn't know. No, I know red, I know kind of white, and then I didn't know what bechamel was, so I get one.
And none of those sauces has anything to do with the basic spaghetti sauce that we put over the top of noodles. Apparently, that's just finely chopped tomatoes that have been slowly cooked with herbs. Did you know that? Me neither.
I'm saying, now you got me hungry for Alfredo.
Yeah.
Which is just so full of fat and joy and Parmesan. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it?
So is that your favorite pasta and sauce favorite? You and Bev out at the ranch?
I don't eat it very often, but I like it. We had spaghetti sauce the other night. She makes spaghetti sauce. She uses carrot in there for a bit of sweetness. It's really good. No, I don't eat a lot of it. I used to eat Stouffer's when I was a bachelor. I used to buy those frozen Stouffer packages. I put them in the microwave and heat them up and go, oh, this stuff is so good.
Well, that's cooking too.
It's only $1.89.
And we're going to be talking about locally sourced vegetables next week, but I would assume you use a lot of those homegrown vegetables of your own when you make up some of those dishes, right?
Yeah, the minute they start rolling in, it becomes you're a small factory. If you get 500 plus tomatoes, you're going to do something with them.
Well, buddy, we didn't quite get around to talking about sports this week, but we'll do that next time. I got to go. The Little League Astros are about to play, and I got to get all the trash cans out of the dugout.
Oh, that's funny.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.